There we go. That's our morning anthem. It's the O' Rockets with that medley for you right here on 107.7 FM.
Sorry, is that now the original Rockets, like in the eerste groep? Or
not the Rockets was a few guys already, but that's the one with, what's his name?
Late Jerry Watts?
No, Jerry was there always. Jerry was the one member that was always there.
Theo? Mm.
That's Theo, with Theo Watts. Theo on vocals. So, okay, it's that time of the morning, people. Of course, it's time for us to get into some money matters. And, of course, it is the savings month. Nedbank, they're the people that's making it possible. They're here to help you get money fit. Tune in and stay tuned as I chat to a financial expert that shares easy, practical tips on how to take control of your finances, one smart saving decision at a time. Nedbank, see money differently. And Nedbank is a licensed FSP and registered credit provider. Of course, ladies and gentlemen, on that note, I would like to say a very good morning to the one and only Linda Agwebe. Morning, Linda, how are you? Welcome back.
Good morning, my dear. I am fine. Thank you so, so much. And good morning to the listeners as well in this rainy Cape Town. We love the water.
Of course, it is very cold. It hasn't started raining in Paarl yet, according to the weather people, only after 11 o'clock. But yeah, we have to take whatever comes our way. Huh? We have to take whatever comes our way.
Definitely, we're grateful for the water. That's all we can say.
Of course, of course. Linda, now, you being the expert, over and above a normal savings account, because it is savings month and we're talking about savings, where else can you save or invest your money?
I like that question because people want to start, and for you to start, you need direction. Because we've covered the importance of saving, but now where to from there, right? So there's options that people can invest and save in. For investments, for example, we have fixed deposits,
okay,
where you say where your money should go for how long. So the fixed deposit says, for example, I've fixed my money for 6 months.
Okay.
It's like a lump sum that you put once. You cannot add to a fixed deposit, and then it yields you that interest,
okay,
right?
Okay.
When it matures. And then there's also a notice deposit, for example, a 32-day notice deposit account. That one does allow you to add on a monthly basis or whenever you want to it.
Okay.
But you give that 32-day notice before you withdraw the money.
Okay.
And then another option is a Stokvel or a club account. So the Stokvel account is a club account where people saying we have three signatories, even if it's a family or a group of people, whatever group of people from three and up,
because
you just get three signatories, you know, the secretary, the chairperson, and the treasurer. Then you save for a purpose. Maybe you're saving for year end. Maybe you're saving to bury people, you know, like a burial society.
Yes, yes.
Or a soccer club or a church, whatever. Even families do this. And the Stokvel one allows you a benefit with a burial of 25 rands per person. That burial benefit, when they pay 25 rands over and above their savings, give them a burial benefit of 10,000 for each person that has been registered.
Okay.
As long as they are under the age of 65 next birthday, below that age, right?
Okay.
From 16 and up.
Okay.
And then there's no limit to how many people they can have on that. Then there's unit trusts. Unit trusts is an investment that does not secure your capital investment.
Okay.
So you need to understand, if you choose unit trust, that they mirror the market. And it depends how that market is performing, the funds that you've invested in. So if you are someone who is not into high risk, you need to put less in your unit trust than the ones that secure your capital. Then there's also endowment policies. Now we're talking things like education policies or a savings policy for a longer term than a year. Then there's premiums that you pay on a monthly basis, and then you get an estimated maturity value based on whether you want to keep your premium going the same or you want to have it increased per month annually, sorry, per year annually, so that you are meeting inflation. So that's endowment policies. Then there's retirement annuities as well for when we have finished our working life.
Okay.
When we get to their age of retirement. So you can also, and you don't have to start long, don't wait long to start your retirement annuity. When you first start your job, you can take out a retirement annuity and then you choose the one that would work for you, because that one does not give you one lump sum when you get the money. It pays you an annual retirement annuity. You get those monthly, you know, payments like a pension. Yes, so that's how that one works.
And that's also
so those are their options. Yeah,
yeah, that's also dependent on the amount that you agreed upon on a monthly basis to be taken off. what the payout amount will be of your retirement annuity.
Definitely, because the third you may get as a lump sum, depending on the laws and everything, because things are changing.
Okay.
People are also now chowing their two pots, which is something that people need to think about when it comes to retirement. Yeah.
Okay, then before we go on to my next question, and this is something else that I actually want to touch on, is just go back to club account. And is that for social clubs or sports clubs? Is that what it means with club account?
It's called a club because there's three signatories that are signing for the whole of the membership. It doesn't limit. It can be a soccer club, it can be a church people, it can be a family, as long as there's three signatories. But they can say on the mandate two to sign, so that if the third one is not available when they need to withdraw, it's just people that save together for a common goal. Other people save the rest of the year to say they want groceries at the end of the year. When we talk further on Stockfels, we will discuss the different ways. A Stockfel and a club account is the same thing, but the Stockfel now at Nedbank, for example, is the one that comes with that 25 rands additional over and above the saving for that burial benefit. Yes.
Okay. So it's very important, because we do have quite a lot of social clubs in our area, and it's important that they know of this and they can come to Nedbank and open an account for their organization or the gathering. Okay, let me move on to the other question that I have for you. When you get to a point where you consider, do I choose a savings or an investment account? What's the characteristics that you need to consider before you make that decision?
Because we can't just choose any investment. We can't just choose any savings account. So things to consider will be, how often would I need to access this money? First of all, before even saying how often, why am I saving?
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
So the reason for saving is very important, because I'm not just doing this willy-nilly. So when I know that, for example, I'm saving for a laptop, if I'm a youngster who needs to have a laptop for my studies or my work, then ease of access is important. Like, how often would I like to access this money? And convenience and ease of the use of the account, meaning when it comes to me now wanting to use the account, does it mean I need to transfer money from my savings into the current account, which is the one that I swipe for free? So all of those things, for example, for emergency savings, I need that money to be easily accessible. So for that, I need to make sure that convenience is there for access. And also the account opening requirements. We're talking about things like, what is the minimum that I can put in there? And then I can set a stop order, perhaps, even if I start small, because we just want people to start. Nothing should keep people back from starting to save, even if it's 50 rands a month as a start. And then I have a stop order that says when my money comes in, I want this amount to go to that saving and to go to that investment, you know, because we don't want people to put all their eggs in one basket. So this allows you to do that. You also look at the safety of your capital. If you remember when I mentioned
that's important, yes, yeah. Of course.
Yeah. So some people say, because I want to spread my savings and investment portfolio, I do want a bit of that and a bit of that and a bit of that. So you put something that you're willing to lose on one that is a higher risk in terms of the capital invested. Also checking on your life stage again, your risk appetite. Okay. And then the other one that people like the most is understanding the interest end on that saving and investment, for example. Like, where is it standing? Because all be told that when it comes to saving is, we don't save for interest. We invest for interest, okay? So we save so that we have access to our money when we need it. Interest that we get from a savings is a bonus. So I just need to sensitize our minds to that, because interest received for money that you can access any day is way less than a committed saving or investment where the investment is able to go and hustle for your interest.
Okay, if you just join us, morning people, on this Monday morning, we're talking money matters, and it is savings month. I've got a financial educational facilitator on the line with me, Linda Gwebe, and we're talking about savings and also a bit of on investments. Now, before I let you go, Linda, anything else or other information that you would like to share with us?
Yes, I'm sure people are worried because we have just, you know, passed month end, and people have headaches now because they saw that, you know, life is expensive and others haven't even started saving since the beginning of the year.
And it's Christmas.
I would like to encourage you. Yes, then it's Christmas. I don't know where this year has gone.
We spoke
days
about it this morning. It's month number eight that we're in. Yeah.
Can you believe it? We just said Happy New Year the other day. And yeah, so we want people not to feel discouraged with whatever is happening. Saving or investing, because you got to do both. You can't say one or the other, for different reasons. Just like budgeting, right? Budgeting, where you plan, where you stick to it. All of these things demand discipline and commitment. When I say discipline, sticking to it, like always remembering what was the reason for me to do this. I save because I'm alive. I don't save because I have a lot of money, right? And the only way to reap the full rewards is to check that I am sticking to my budget. I am saving, and this is happening to assist me. And I don't care about other things that might get me sidetracked or anything like that. And start now. Then you will be money fit.
It's never too late to start. Linda, thank you so much. I will chat to you again on Monday with some more money talk.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Have a lovely day to you and the listeners.
Linda, you have a lovely week. Keep well, dear.
Thank you. Bye.
That's Linda Gwebe. And that was brought to you by Nedbank, helping you get money fit this savings month. Speak to a Nedbank advisor today and start your journey to smarter savings. Nedbank, see money differently, as a licensed FSP and registered credit provider. T's and C's do apply. Let's get into our last and final sports.